Show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you so much. I appreciate you tuning in. I just want to tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday here in Houston, Texas. I'm actually out here in the northeast part of Houston. I don't know if you've ever been out this way in Kingwood or even towards the north part of Houston in the Woodlands. We have some beautiful wooded areas out here, and it's just gorgeous. It's just gorgeous, and we appreciate you tuning in. I know that you're listening from wherever you're listening from. It's a blessing. It's always a blessing. Always a blessing to have people listen. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Don, who said he was going to be listening and has been listening to our programs. We appreciate you, Don. We just thank God that you're able to tune in, and you got your internet working and running again, and that you're going to take this service in, take this show in, and hopefully get something from it. Amen. Well, my friends, it's been a great week so far. I want to announce that my cousin actually finally had her baby, so that's an awesome thing. My cousin Martha, she's Becky's sister, and we were worried about her last week when we had the funeral, and when we heard of the news of Becky dying and stuff, we were all concerned because she was pregnant and very late in her term already, and we just knew that the stress, the extra stress, and the heartbreak of losing a sister would could do harm to her and the baby, and I want to let you know that it is fine. It is good. Things are well. Amen. Things are well. Well, I just want to let you know that God is doing good things here at the ministry. I was looking at the stats, and it is awesome. Before I give you that, let me jump into Chat Tango, and let me go ahead and get logged in. If you want to chat with me while I'm on the air, or if you want to call in to our station while we're talking, I'm going to give you that number in a little bit. But if you want to chat with us, we have an account set up with Chat Tango. It's basically on the browser. Look at where you're listening. It's the bottom of the page if there's a player there, or it's on the bottom of the browser that you're looking at right now if you're listening straight from the ministry's website. You can listen there, and you can hear the entire show, the entire broadcast, anytime, from anywhere. But you can also chat with us. And I am in, and hopefully this thing is logging on. We have an exciting show for you today. I don't have any guests lined up. We're going to talk about faith. Today is our day of faith, and we're going to do our music in a little bit. But just to let you know, things are going good. Things are starting to move and pick up here in the station itself. Our numbers, of course, we're expecting stronger and bigger numbers. So, and we're expecting to see good things and strong things. I mean, it's like, I tell you what, one thing about faith is this, and you have to have it. You have to have it. The Bible says, how can you believe unless you can't please God unless you have faith? Without faith, you cannot please God. Now, you have to see and want to see good things happening out there. You have to want to see it. If you can't see it in your heart, my friends, and you heard me say this before, my old pastor back when I 90, 92, 93 used to always say this: if you can't see it in your spirit, you can't hold it in your hands. And that's the same thing I want to talk to you about today. I want to touch on that just a little bit. And it's about the faith. It's about enduring. It's about making the difference, but also about enduring in faith. It is right now, I think, right now, unlike any time out there in the United States, around the world, we have seen a lot of things happen. I was talking to my sister yesterday, and before we go into that again, let me give you my ministry's mailing address, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can also email me, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, or david@revmedianetwork.com. Those emails will come straight to me, so don't you worry about it. If you want to talk to me about counseling or talk to me about an issue that you're having, I will email you back, and I will make sure that someone gets a hold of you, or I can get a hold of you as well. Now, my friends, yesterday my sister took me to go munch for my birthday before the show started, and it was cool, it was fun. And she had this question, and I think that, you know, my sister, I think one thing that I really appreciate about her is that she has a heart that's always so, it's very, how would you put it, open and very sensitive. Sensitive is the best word. That she just wants to see people saved and touched. And are we running out of time? That's the question she asked me. She goes, David, are we running out of time? Are we gonna see Jesus soon? Look at the Word of God. Because she was talking about one of her friends saying that for sure he knows it right now. We're gonna see God. We're gonna see God come back in a blink of an eye. Anytime now we'll see God. And she asked me, well, how do we know? How do we know when God's going to get here? How do we know that God is going to actually come? I mean, because she goes, look at this. She goes, look, it says like it's going to be the times of Noah. And look at all this. Look at everything that's happening. She goes, everything is scary. It's just scary. And I told her this. And I said, you know what, sis? And I go, look, this is the truth. People have been saying that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. For several years, for a long time, for 50, 60, 100 years even. Jesus is supposed to be back. Jesus is going to come back. Now, the way I look at it is this. Yes, the signs of times are evident, but they're evident 10 years ago. They're evident 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But in no time have we ever had the opportunity to minister the gospel like we're ministering the gospel today. People in Pakistan, people in India, people in Burma, people all over the place are listening to this broadcast. Not only my broadcast, but they're listening to Dana Smith's broadcast, Charles Mallett's broadcast, my pastor David Hope's broadcast, Pastor Mark Field's broadcast. Never in a time before have we been able to evangelize. That's one thing. That's true. Evangelism has been at an all-time high. Before, we thought it was going to happen because years ago, when the Soviet Union fell, and then when the walls were brought down in Germany, there were several times at that time that people said, it is coming, it is time, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Jesus is going to come back. It's going to happen. And then when you look at it, 20 years now, it's been 20 years since the Cold War. I know because I have a Cold War defense medal. Not that I did anything, it's just I was enlisted in the times that between the 60s and the 80s and the 90s when the Cold War was finished, and I got a medal. So, awesome. I got it. It's cool. But what I'm talking about is this, my friends. What I'm talking about is this. Think about this. It's been 23 years since people said, and that was back in the missile crisis, back in the, the missile crisis was in Cuba, that in the 60s with JFK. In Cuba, that was even a thing where preachers were praying and saying, Jesus is going to come back, the end of the world is near. And in the 80s, what was it? It was the Cold War between Russia, or the Soviet Union at that time, USSR, and the USA, the United States of America. It was like a standoff every single day with missiles, with nuclear weapons. In fact, in the peak of the Cold War, I don't even know if you know this, but in the peak of the Cold War, they had the two bombers in the middle every day flying in different orbits, in different routes around the entire world. These two Air Force bombers, with each of them with nuclear warheads in them, flying in like a figure eight pattern almost. That at any time that they can drop a payload from one call from the president. And they have this continually running. And these pilots will fly for 12 hours on, 12 hours off. One pilot will fly one rotation, the other pilot will fly the other rotation. They were in freezing temperatures up in the air. Way up there in the 30 or 40,000 height. And these guys would fly and fly and fly. I've seen this on History Channel. And it's neat. I love History Channel, Discovery Channel. Those things are awesome. It gives you a lot of information. And at any time, and then they would only come down for a brief refueling or for a brief exchange of pilots to get in and take it up again. So there is constantly always a nuclear weapon above the heads of the world. Above everybody's head, you look up, nuclear weapon. And at that time, people would always say, Jesus is going to come back. Jesus is going to come back. My friends, if I can tell you this, I will tell you this right now, my friends. Jesus is going to come back when Jesus decides to come back. When God says to the Son, for even the Son does not know the hour, nor the time, nor the date. I think we haven't seen enough persecution. Now, this is what I want to tell you right now. I don't want to give away the whole show, but I'm going to tell you right now. Yes, we are evangelizing like never before, even more than the times when Russia opened up and when the Berlin Walls fell that separated East and West Germany. Yes, we are being able to do this show, and it's an awesome testimony that you'll be able to put a station like this together and people from everywhere. Listen, 508 listeners, regular listeners, on this station. That means people have heard the broadcast and have enjoyed the content or got something from one of us crazy ministers talking on this radio station. And they came back. It's building. We get 1,000 new visitors. As of to date, 40,000 hits hitting this station. 7,500 pages viewed in just this month. People are searching for God. So the three things I want you to realize is this. The three things, and I gotta move some papers around, so excuse me. The three things I want you to realize is this. Is Jesus coming back? That is the title of our show. Is Jesus coming back now? And it's something that needs to be addressed. I mean, we hear about it all the time. We do. But I'm going to give you some ideas. We're just picking some things out of the air, and we're talking about just a little bit of stuff, trying to make this a show that you're going to be able to understand and learn as well, and make you think. I think everybody needs to stop expecting just a preacher to give you everything in the Word of God. Amen? The preacher is a revelator of the Word of God, a scriptologist of the Word of God. A scriptologist is basically a person that understands and knows scriptures and studies scriptures. Every minister is a scriptologist if they read their Bible. Okay. Just write a couple of notes right here so I can know. I don't want to get off track here. Now get this. Yes, we are evangelizing. Yes, we are seeing people touched. That's not even a question. We are seeing people touched more than ever with God. Now, I'm telling you what's happening, and I'm telling you what hasn't happened yet, okay? But there hasn't been a huge salvation like we should see, or overwhelming salvation or overwhelming miracles. Now, I know if you see certain television stations like TBN or Daystar, you're going to see the healing ministers on there. And you may even see big crowds being saved. Excuse me. But let me tell you this. That's some good lemonade. You know you're in Texas when you get yourself some cold iced lemonade in the hot day of August. Anyway. We're talking about faith, guys and gals. Talking about Jesus returning. We want to see him return, amen. I was with the ministry, and we did a lot of missions and stuff like that. And one thing was that I thought was funny sometimes, because my mentor would go and say, okay, people, do you want to go home? I gotta get in his voice. Do you want to go home? Do you want to go see Jesus? Do you want Jesus to take you out of your, I'm not gonna do his voice because I would start cracking up on the air. But do you want to see Jesus now? Do you want Jesus to take you home? Do you want Jesus to come and today? Today, do you want Jesus to come today? And he'd always snap his fingers. And people would be, yes, yes. He'd get them all excited and say, okay, then give me the money to go save souls. Give me the money. I'll go save souls. Jesus, come back. Real simple. And he'd take a map and picture a map out in his mind to everybody and walk them from city to city, country to country, how he would spend their money to touch the people's lives, use the native missionaries. And, you know, it's cool. It seemed fine. I mean, because people are getting saved. People are being touched. But that's not all that has to happen. The Bible does say that the scripture will be, that the word of God will be preached around the entire world before Jesus returns. Now, there's what's always in the 90s. Oh, there's a 1040 window. That slogan came out. The 1040 window. That lingo. And it's basically the longitude and latitude of the window that is not being reached by God, that has not been touched by God, which was predominantly in India, Pakistan, Burma, Bangladesh, all those countries. China was in the 1040 window. It still is the 1040 window. Talking about the billions of people that have not heard of Christ. There's 3.5 billion people on earth, 1.7 billion live in that area. The rest are spread out throughout the world. So literally half of the world's population had not been reached by Christ according to their statistics. And I thought, and this is not Mission Thursday, but I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about believing. And I just wanted to cover this because it was a question that my sister asked me, and I really think that it'll benefit you. Now, there was a guy that came up from another minister mentioned that he had, whatchamacallit, he had said he had a campaign that if he gets $1 million, that he can save the world for $1 million, and he had a unique plan and it seemed like it'd work, and if he did it, then we could all go home as well to Jesus. That we can all make it back home to the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know about anyone else. I know heaven is good, amen, because the Bible says so. I have plenty of family members that are up there, a father, a cousin, several people that I loved, an aunt, my grandfather, people that I would love to see, amen, and I would love to spend time with. But I don't know if it's the fight in me to save souls or if it's just me not wanting to go yet. But I'm at the point where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how quick we get to heaven. It doesn't matter if Jesus comes back tomorrow. I'm almost at the point where I say, Lord, hold off. Even though people are praying, come back. I'm saying, Lord, hold off. And this is the reason why we're not getting through to people. Evangelizing, yes. We're opening doors and we're preaching the word of God and people are getting touched. There's a difference about preaching and reaching. It's two different things. Preaching is you present the gospel, the Spirit's there, the power of God touches people. Amen. It's the Word of God is being used to save souls, change lives, correct, build, instruct, direct. All those things. Amen. But the reaching part. I challenge a church today. I challenge any church right now. Any church right now, I challenge. To show me the souls. To show me the souls. The reaching part. You can preach, but the evidence is in what comes forth. The evidence of what shows up and is saved and changed. A lot of people preaching. But are they reaching? Now, we've had over 60 people come to Christ since we've had the station up, since May or whatever. And really, because of middle of July, we put the page on there. And I can give you an exact count. I can look up the stats if you want me to. But what I'm saying is that it's still not where it needs to be. Now, every bit counts. Don't get me wrong. I think three things are going to have to happen before Jesus comes back. And this is just my personal opinion. You can go through the Word of God. You can get your own opinion. But from my study and my praying, my beliefs, three things. And we're going to cover that when we get back. Go quickly to a commercial about our ministry, Revelation Ministries, who brings you this great broadcast.
Hi, this is David Yanis, host of Midwatch with the Rev, and it's General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com. I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, The Rev, David Yanez. I play two of the commercials or infomercials about our ministry, which was Revelation Ministries and Rev Media Network. Of course, Rev Media Network is the station. And Rev Ministries is what's actually bringing all this to you. Everything is, it's a 501c corporation. Rev Media Network is part of that. It's a branch of it. So when you hear us talking about Revelation Ministries, which is revministries.com, it is actually our parent ministry. It's the place where all the revenue goes through, all the mail goes there, everything goes through there. And Rev Media Network is just a subsidiary, if you want to call it that, of that. And it's something that we're trying to do. We're trying, as you heard in that infomercial about our ministry, that we are trying to do a lot of things. We're trying to do television. We're trying to do movies. We're trying to do everything. Now, why? Why are we doing that? Well, I just looked up our stats while the commercials were on. And it looks like we had close to 50 people come to Christ through our station in the last 5 weeks. Now, that's good, but it's not great. It's not great, huge numbers. And a lot of times, we can't judge our work and our things that we do through numbers. You can't really see. There's no such thing as quality in numbers. Every so is worth saving. Every stat is worth reporting. Now, the three things that I was going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you this before I forget them, right? No, before I forget them, but before I do that, now I'm not teasing you, all right? Now, before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and play our faith music. And here's our faith music. Are you ready? Now that's our faith music. That's also the music I used for Pastor Charles' show, but hey, it's the one we got and it's the one we like. And actually I picked it out for faith before Pastor started broadcasting, so we share the song. Anyway, my friends, okay, sorry, had some something there that we had to get rid of on the screen that was blocking my volume thing that I can see that the show's going up my feed. My friends, three things I think is that we're going to see in the last days. You're not going to like two of them. An outpouring of results from evangelism. Now, when I say evangelism, I'm not talking necessarily crusades. I'm talking about people, me and you. Remember how I was telling you before that everyone's praying for Jesus to come back and Jesus to be here and Jesus to make things, to take them home. Oh, Lord, take me from this. Well, I'm not saying it's an escape, but I'm thinking and saying and believing this. There has to be thousands of people like myself, maybe even hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, hopefully millions of people like myself that just say, God, I want to see people reach for God. That should be the cry of your heart. Because it's what my mentor used to say, the heartbeat of God. What's God's heartbeat? His heartbeat is to see people change, people's lives change, and to come to Jesus. That was his heartbeat. Hey, nobody's chatting with me on Chat Tango. What's going on with that, my friends? Come on. Get on Chat Tango and talk to me. Want to hear what you're talking about. Now, my friends, an outpouring of results from evangelism. We're going to see people getting saved. The 50 people that's on the station is going to be 500 people or 5,000 people. You think, well, wow, that's a lot. You're going to reach everybody. Do you know how many people are out there that need Jesus? Do you know how many people are out there that need the Lord? I'm telling you, my friends, I am telling you right now that God has something that's going to pour out in the last days. We haven't seen them yet. So are we in the last days? Let's go through the other three before we decide. The other two. In everything that we've seen, we have seen the scripture said, remember in the scriptures, it says that even the elite of God shall fall if you do not cut the time short. That even the elite of God shall fall if you do not cut the time short. Or God's elect would fall. That means high standard men of God in position, men of God that were placed in position by God would even fall. We've seen that. From real truth coming out in some of these ministers' lives, from divorce. Not that they can't come back from that. But we're seeing them fall. Accusations. Financial accusations. Sexual accusations. Addictions. Being exposed. Being exposed. Remember our sound effect for exposing? I know you may get tired of it. When we talk about exposing, this is our sound effect. Okay, that was not the sound effect I was looking for. But I have it right here now. Sorry about that. Let's try that one more time. I think there's going to be a lot of exposing. There's going to be a lot of exposing to come soon. So, exposing the elect. I want you to write that down. Exposing the elect is the number two. And, along with it, or, you can put an or, the elect falling. Okay, so we're seeing that happen. Yes, we are. We're seeing that happen. Now, we're not seeing an outpour of results for evangelism. Now, some of these websites are reporting a million people saved a month. That's awesome. But like I look at my statistics and I see 50. We're well from a million. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not as easy as it seems. People are coming to Christ, yes. But can that be doubled, tripled? Yes. Can they be coming to Christ phenomenally? Yes. It's like a movie. When you see a movie and you see this movie, you know, I love movies. I've studied. I have a degree in I have a producer's diploma and I have an independent filmmaker certification. And I'm going to tell you this, my friends. I love movies. I love them a lot. And I love the financing of the movies. I love the production of the movies, the post-production of the movies. There's nothing about movies that I don't like. So when a movie comes out and they tell you stats, I can tell you what they're trying to talk to you about. Now, you see the movie that comes out, it'll gross maybe, any movie out there will gross probably on their first weekend, if they're not a star in the movie or a top person in the movie, if there's not one in there, and depending on the storyline, you know, it's engrossing anywhere from 4,000 theater to 7,000, which is good, which is decent. Now, where they make the money is in 300 theaters. You got to hit 300 theaters, or you're not going to make the money back for your movie. Not within the, you got one shot at this, one weekend to make good impact. And if they let you stay longer, you get 2, 3, 4 weekends. And if they let you stay longer, you go. Now, that's where we're at. In faith, right now. In faith, that's where we're at. We're at the, ooh, maybe $5,000 a theater. Maybe $7,000 a theater. If we look at salvation in that way. We're not really moving strong where there's a landslide of stuff happened. But then you got that movie that comes out. Like Transformers, G.I. Joe. Top billing, multi-million dollar budget. Now, that's the difference between all these movies is the budget. The budget in the movie is the movie itself cost X amount of dollars. But then the budget, which is called prints and advertisement, how many prints being how many digital copies or how many actual film reels are they going to make of this $25,000 a film reel or $5,000 or $1,000 a print for a digital copy sent over. So, you know, that's how it all breaks down to how much of your budget, you know, anyway, not to get lost, $1 million of what of money come in for X amount of parts of this budget. So the bigger movies have a bigger budget to do it. But they also have cool stories sometimes, bigger effects, draw more people. Well, that's what we need to be in saving souls. you're talking about $5,000 is what we're seeing, what's happened now. The $5,000 mark. It's not a great movie. It's a decent movie. People are seeing it. That's where Salvation is right now. But then also, you look at the blockbuster, the $60 million mark movie for the summer, I mean for the weekend, the $100 million movie overseas and domestically and worldwide, box office tickets. That's when we know souls are being saved. Now let me explain what I'm talking about, because I think I lost a few of you. When we see 50 people or 500 people or even 1,000 people come to Christ, or even 10,000 people come to Christ, that's like that movie that just made $5,000. That's like that movie that is hoping to get another week at the theater to keep running. But then when you, but what we need to see for Jesus to come back and to see the outpouring and results of the, of people coming to Christ, is that blockbuster movie. That movie that is just phenomenal, that brings in 50, 60 men, 100 men. That's when, that's the difference. We're right here at the $5,000 type of movie, type of atmosphere, type of business, when we need to be at the $100 million mark. So if I didn't confuse you, we're not seeing what we need to see in Christ yet. We're not seeing it. We're not. Not in souls. So, but in exposing the elect and the elect fallen, we're seeing that. We're seeing that. Here's the next thing. This is different than the first one, but it's going to sound similar. Or it's different than the second one. This is the third one. And that's persecution. Of the elect. And saints. It hasn't reached there. Now, it's on borderline, though. It is a borderline of persecution. You hear a lot of people say we're in our last days because a lot of things are happening. A lot of people are getting persecuted and getting killed. Well, people have been getting killed about the Bible for years. 10 years ago, I told you about Paul James that was killed. Chopped up six churches, six body parts, sent to each of those churches. Now, that kind of stuff has been happening in the jungle for a long time. What do you think the Holy War started and the Crusades? Over religion, over God, over faith, over Muslim and Christianity. Catholic Church was involved as well. So, I'm telling you right now, my friends, we haven't seen persecution. It's not persecution when you've done something wrong and they take you to court. And they're telling you that you cannot do this and that anymore. You're going to jail because you've done something wrong and you're a minister. It's not persecution when your accusations are coming at you. Remember the elect, exposing the elect? That's not persecution. Persecution is when I can't talk about my Jesus without getting killed in a place where it's predominantly free to speak about Jesus. All I see in my mind to bring this back is God's, I mean, to bring this point home is this. It is when our faith is challenged. Okay, someone's asking me if that was a UFO. I'm gonna put no, that my last, that was a London ambulance. I couldn't find an American ambulance. All I had was a London ambulance. I'll fix this. Anyway, thank you. At least someone's chatting with me on Chantango. That's awesome. Now, in Phoenix, Arizona, here's an example. This pastor in Phoenix, Arizona, and you can go to Warren Radio to look for this article. But his church was raided. His home was raided because they thought he was having church, which is against city ordinance, at home, when actually he was just having a prayer meeting. He had it videotaped and everything. It's all on Warren Radio. You can watch it. Now, that's a form of the persecution we're going to see. Now, I think for a fact, we have not gotten there yet. We have not gotten there yet. Nope. Not at all. And where I can drive this home is, remember in the scriptures, it talks about the two prophets from God, that after the rapture, or right before the rapture, that they were sent here, and they were killed in the street. First they were received, and great things happened, and great evangelism happened, healings and miracles and souls, people coming to Jesus. But then they were killed in the streets and just laid there in the streets for days. It's in the book. It's in Revelations. Now I'm telling you, we have not seen persecution. I know there's pre-tribulation, post-tribulation ideas. I decide to stand on the fence here and just say, this is what's going to happen. This is what I have to see. This is what I believe is going to happen. This is what's happened. This is exposing. This is persecution. I mean, yeah, this is persecution, not exposing. This is persecution of the elect and the saints. Haven't seen it yet. Now, some of our liberties have been taken away in this latest presidency. And I know that a lot of, or administration, as I like to say it, I know a lot of people like Dana Smith has kept you up to date on that. I don't try and keep you up to date because Dana's doing it, so he does a lot better job than I will, and he understands a lot more of that stuff than I will. And it's his anointing, it's his gift. I let him run. I give him the forum. I let him do that on our channel for two straight hours, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. He's an amazing man of God. I love his shows. But the persecution isn't there yet. People have not pushed you away because you follow God. People not have shunned you in America because you follow God. They told you not to talk about God in your office place. They've told you not to pray at work. Hey, they have the right. They want you to work. If they own a company, they want you to work. They've taken prayer out of the government. They've taken prayer out of the sessions. So many things have happened. And yes, rights are being taken away like that. But persecution, to the extent where they're killing people for following Jesus, that's persecution. That's persecution. We haven't seen that yet. And I'm not talking hate crimes. I am talking about genuinely being stopped in a community for following God. Now, that came close in Phoenix. Now, you need to go to Warren Radio, and you need to dig through his archives. And it was on a Thursday show that the pastor talked about. So just go through his Thursday archives. And if you want that episode, email me, TheRev@MidWatchWithTheRev. And I will respond to you, and I will get you that title for that and where you can find it on Warren Radio. And I'm going to try and see if I can just... I'm going to look for it myself. I'm going to see if I can put it on our station. And I know Dana will let me. Dana is cool. He doesn't mind. So the third thing we said is the persecution. We're not seeing it. So two of the things that are out there, out of 3 points that I've given you, we're only seeing one, and that is the exposing. Let's go over the three before we go into the number four. Outpouring of results from evangelism, exposing the elect falling, persecution of the elect, the saints. Outpouring of results from evangelism, we're not seeing it. Exposing the elect and the elect falling. Do you know why the elect fall? I'm going to tell you this, and this is something that I will save for a counseling session for you and me. But I'm going to tell you, why do good people fall? Why do good people, and this is for another show, but I'm going to tell you this, just because I think people are listening and they need to hear this. Why do good people fall? I think, and I believe, that good people, righteous people, people that follow God and have followed God from their beginning and have no desire to leave God and no desire for their old lives, why do they fall? These are people that you would never think would fall. Blind spots in their faith. They're not looking for this trouble to come to them, or the temptation, or the event where they fall from God, fall from their marriage, fall from relationships, fall from work, whatever. Whatever is a sin that separates them and God, them and their home, them and their family, or whatever it is. They do not see it coming. They either ignore it, deny it, and don't realize it till it's too late. They get so comfortable in a situation that it becomes transparent to them, and they don't see the dangers, and they don't see the warning signs. They don't hear that alarm that's supposed to be going off in them. That's how good people fall. That's how the elect are falling. Exposing the elect. My. Bible says this, and it's true. Nothing can be hidden. Everything is going to be exposed, my friends. Persecution of the elect and saints. We haven't seen it yet. But we have seen this coming up. Destruction. I think, and I believe, destruction of family, destruction of family, and I want to say, not income. It's destruction of family, morality, and we're seeing this. And means to live. We're seeing that. So we're not means to live. We're gonna put finances. Let's put finances there. So if you're with me, we're doing the show, and we're talking about this. Destruction of family, morality, and finances. And finances covers a lot of things. I was praying last year this time, and God told me that it will be 3 years. 3 years. 3 years that this nation was going to go through. And this world, we're going to go through a lot of hurt for 3 years financially, economically. But that the children of God will be fine. And personally, that we will be fine. Now, does that mean that you can do anything you want in these 3 years? Nope. Look at the story of Joseph. Look at the story of Joseph. Joseph made calculated decisions during the 3 years. Joseph prayed, got knowledge from God, but Joseph acted accordingly to the time that was happening. He saved, he put away, he didn't live lavishly. He stored more than he spent. He decided he was going to get through this because God told him was, but he did not go out and flaunt his excess, but he decided to just make good decisions financially, good decisions managing. Very good. Read the story of Joseph. Now, destruction of family, we're seeing it. We talked about it before, men just getting and walking right out of the door and leaving their homes, leaving their kids. Just say, you know what? I had it. Let me cash in the chips. I had enough of it. Let's cash in the chips. Marriage is splitting over 20 years, 30 years, 50 years even. What are you going to do at 50 years? You're old. Stay with the old person. Stay with them. They've got so far with them. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But if you've spent 50 years with someone, you think you learned to live with them and things are good. I'm telling you, my friends, the destruction of morality. Could we say internet? Right there? The destruction of morality. Used to be you could shield your family, shield your kids from this. And I was watching one of my favorite shows, Law & Order, SVU. And they were trying to catch a pedophile. And what they're trying to do was trying to get a hold of him, trying to trap him to catch him. And the lead detective, Elliot, he was checking all his kids' emails and everything. And he's like, and he got in trouble. One of his daughters walked in. And when he looked at him, she said, "What are you doing going through my emails?" He goes, "Yes." And he was freaking out because he was reading the emails. He goes, he was just paranoid. He's, have you ever got an email from such and such? Have you ever had someone try and contact you? He goes, "All the time, Dad, but I just delete them. I ignore them." And she goes, "Why are you so paranoid?" She goes, "Why are you invading my privacy?" And he goes, "I'm sorry, darling. This is the point I want to make to you. He said, "I'm sorry, darlings, but it used to be that I can lock the door. You know how I come home every day and I lock my door. I check the windows. I make sure the alarm's on and I sit up for a little bit. Then I finally go to bed." He goes, "You know how I do that every night?" He goes, "Yeah, Dad. Because I want to protect you. Because I want to make sure you're fine. I want to make sure things are okay with you. I want to make sure you're going to be well and nothing and no one. I can protect you. He goes, "But baby, I can't protect you anymore. Because they're coming in not through the door. They're not coming in through the window. They're not coming in through any other way. But they're coming through there." And he pointed at the computer. Morality, my friends. You can be anything you want to be in front of people. But when that computer's on and you're behind it and you're the one pressing and clicking the mouse and you're the one going to addresses there, I'm telling you, your true nature, your true morality will come out right then. Your true love will come out right then. If you're doing things you're not supposed to be doing. But not only that, my friends, look at the content that's on there. Look at the sites that are on there. People put some bad things, and it shows you some of their heart and some of their mind. Look what people are less tolerable nowadays. People don't care about things anymore. People are more violent nowadays. Goodness, for the sales at stores, people are going crazy fighting for things during the holidays. Like, there, people have died during Christmas shopping. There's no love. The man's heart will wax cold. Another scripture in the Word of God that tells you what's going to happen. What's going to happen in the last days? My friends, this is one thing that I want to tell you. And I tell you what, this is all God, because I'm telling you this. I had something entirely different planned and written out for us. And I'm talking about this is Jesus coming back now. And I want you to thank my sister, because her name's Dee, and or Darlene. And she asked this question, is Jesus coming back now? I think she's just scared to death she's going to miss the train, honestly. But she won't. We won't let her. But I want you to realize this, my friends, and I want you to understand this, my friends, and get this in your heart. At no time have we ever, I want you to write this word down, escalating. Write it down. Escalating. Every one of these things I told you has to escalate. You will know that Jesus is near to come to take us home when these things are escalating. They're not escalating in persecution yet. Neither on the outpouring of results from evangelism. But they are in destruction of family, morality, finances, and exposing the elect. Why do I say finances? Because the world revolves around economy. The world revolves around money. People who have money have a good life. People who don't have money Have you ever never been broke, my friends? You're not going to understand what I'm talking about, but you're going to have to accept what I tell you. It is, there used to be a news anchor on ABC here, Channel 13, in the local network here in Houston, and he says, it's hell to be poor. And his name was Marvin Zindler, and he used to always tell people that. It is hell to be poor. You're never going to know how much a hell it is to be broke and not have any money or have anything or not have anything unless you've been there, my friends. And economy is how it's going to come in. What do you think in the Word of God? It shows that there's going to be one currency, one market, one place where you can buy, one place where you can sell. Because that has to happen. And how is it going to be happening? Our market has to collapse. So what I'm telling you right now, my friends, and I'm not going to go all crazy telling you what to do and how to save and whatever. Watch what's happening. And never before. And we're going to go a little long today. I'm going to keep going here. It is now, we're supposed to be off the air, but I'm going to keep going because we can. Amen? So it happens when you run a station. We can stay as long as we need to stay. We're going to go another 5, maybe 10 minutes, okay? And I'm going to tell you this. Well, probably another 5 minutes. Look what's happening. Never before, and this is one thing I told my sister, and we're going to probably close with this. Never before have we seen the things we've seen today that we can do. True. Cloning people. I've been cloning sheep, cloning whatever. And then the technology that we have today in computers and everything. Remember the Tower of Babel? The Tower of Babel? Remember what happened? What did God do? God decided that he should separate man because they're building this tower. Now, not that they're really going to get to heaven, because scientifically that could not happen. But that is how all the languages came out and everything. And people were separated because their minds were together and their technology reached its limit, that it was going to go beyond what was planned. It was going to go beyond what it's supposed to be. That these minds are putting together all their minds to build this tower all the way to heaven. Well, theoretically, it would never have made it to heaven because they would have died about 10,000 feet in the air because they didn't have gas. They didn't have mass to give them oxygen. So, and they wouldn't make it into space because you got to get past certain things. Anyway, I'm telling you, my friends, we are at a point where our technology is going so far. You can only make the computers faster. You can only make televisions so much thinner. You can only make planes and cars go so much faster. I mean, I think cars have reached their limits. Cars have, because now they're going backwards. Before, they were building these cars. Now they're trying to make them where they're fuel efficient and where they just run on gas. Don't run on gas anymore. Run on electric or bio, what they call it, hybrids and stuff. So we've reached our limits on vehicles. Just like the horse. So you're seeing things cap off. Yeah, the computers can get faster and faster, but then eventually, how fast is fast enough? So what I'm saying, my friends, when you start seeing, if you look at the time we are in our world and what we're doing and where we are at and how far we've gotten and what we've done and what we've accomplished, we can only do so much more. We can. How many doctors you need? How many lawyers you need? How many people you're going to need to learn so much more and regurgitate everything else and relearn it again and relearn it again? We are at a point right now, my friends, where God is watching us and saying they're about to reach their limit. Now, it doesn't say in the scripture that the times were of the Tower of Babel. It says the times were the times of Noah. I want to clarify that. That the Son of Man shall return. But just look at that. I want you to think about that. How much farther can we go? Because between Babel and Noah was not that far. So my friends, Last time we're going to repeat these four, then we're going to cut out. There needs to be an outpouring of results from evangelism for Jesus to return. There is an exposing of the elect that is happening and the elect falling every day. So that's happening. We need to see persecution of the elect and of the saints, of Christians, for ministering or for bringing the gospel. Hasn't happened. Not all the way yet. There is destruction of family, morality, and finances, and it's escalating. And so is the exposing the elect. My friends, be careful. Be safe. I love you. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, david@revmedianetwork.com. Again, that is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com and david@revmedianetwork.com. Visit my other websites. They're all over this. Links are all over my website that you're viewing our show from right now. In case you're not seeing it from one of our stations and you have a satellite, you have RSS feed, it is Rev Ministries, Rev Media Network, David Yannis Ministries. Amen. God bless you, my friends. I want to thank you again for tuning into our show. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. Thank you.